Welcome to another edition of Here's an Idea podcast. I'm Sherry Trigg, editor and director of content for Medical Design Briefs. Here's an Idea is a podcast presented by the editors of SAE Media Group that showcases today's most innovative technologies. Artificial intelligence, or AI, has the potential to enhance healthcare delivery, improve patient outcomes, increase efficiency, and enable more precise and personalized treatments. But where will it have the most impact? Applications range from medical imaging to diagnostics and robotics, and from personalized medicine to predictive analytics. What technologies should we watch? Well, today I'm talking with James F. Jordan, healthcare and life sciences expert, president of Stratactic, and the national co-chairman of the Bio Bootcamp. He has published numerous articles and books on innovation, startups, intellectual property, and health systems, and has held high-ranking positions in Fortune 100 healthcare companies. James, let's start by talking about what role artificial intelligence can or should play in medical device innovation.
Fantastic. Well, I think maybe if I describe a structure to put context of our conversation in, because I think we're moving towards a digital health hierarchy, and that digital health is using mobile apps and wearables and other tools of enhanced delivery to sort of bring everything together. And inside of that, we've got artificial intelligence being applied in artificial medicine, which is really the concept of just using artificial intelligence and machine learning to analyze large amounts of data, identify patterns, and be able to sort of diagnose and treat. And so medical devices being a treatment, most of the times, this is where medical devices fits in. So I think the importance of artificial intelligence, if we've all been to either the beach or a carnival where you see the gopher game, where the little gophers are popping up and you're whacking it away with your mallet. And I think what we want to use our artificial intelligence system is to be able to get prediction and patterns that we can react to with intelligence and focus, as opposed to just whacking those moles. And I think that's the direction we're going.
So where do AI-enabled medical devices have the greatest potential for improving patient outcomes or increasing the efficiency of clinicians?
So I think we were talking about this earlier. I think everything's getting smaller, smarter, connected, and mobile in general. And so we can go across the industry and start, you know, looking at different things that are out there. For example, we can look at, the Medtronic micro transcatheter pacing system. It's now the world's smallest, lightest pacemaker. And its intelligence and its size has to do with chips, and it has to do with artificial intelligence. And then we can take that to the area of prevention, and we can look at, there's a company called EKG Insights that's emerging, that the CEO is Michael Presley, and what they're doing is they're taking EKG data and they're amplifying it. So think of a electronic scanning microscope. You look at a table and it looks flat, but if you look at that microscope, you see all sorts of peaks and valleys. And with those peaks and valleys, those are data points that they can interpret and try to be able to anticipate heart disease before traditional systems can do that, so that you can engage. So I think we have that across the board. We have a lot going on in diabetes, where we have the ability today to continuously monitor glucose. Mm-hmm. So we can go across the system. One of the companies I love, it's called iMacor, and they're in hemodynamic mm-hmm. monitoring. And so if you're in a situation where you have an understanding of how the blood is flowing, traditionally, you know, if we all watch our ER movies, they're putting fluids in, right? What they're doing there is, after trauma or after something that's catastrophic, they're trying to be able to get the blood pressure to a certain level and get the hemodynamics of your system going. Well, today, we don't really know the pressure going into the heart, the pressure coming out of the heart, and how to be able to make changes in drugs, in treatment, and different things to be able to optimize that. We kind of basically are shooting from the hip. We don't know how the heart is getting filled. We don't know how it's contracting per se. And we don't understand the vasopressors that are out there. And with the system, you can actually understand fluid volume and status. You can have fluid responsiveness, and you can get to root cause to be able to pick, okay, do I have a preload, a contractibility issue, or a blood pressure issue? And as importantly, it's also serving as a quality system for the critical care unit in a hospital. So it's doing something, you know, medically important for the moment, but it's also providing continuous feedback. And I think that's a theme we're seeing a lot across all the categories.
And it just seems like there is such a vast amount of options for them as well. I mean, it doesn't stop there. So let me ask you, where should AI stop and human expertise and clinical judgment start?
So I think the stop and start line has to do with strongly validated models. So we're in a regulated business. You know, people often ask me, you know, what does ChatGPT mean to healthcare? And, you know, fortunately, we're in a highly regulated industry. So I think where AI is going to be applied with less boundaries is probably going to be in the administrative side of healthcare, how you book an appointment, different things like that. But as it relates to a medical device today, it's relatively a closed system. So if you think of Intuitive Surgical, or you think of, you know, Smith and Nephew's orthopedic devices, these systems are highly validated and closed off from the rest of the world. So you don't have concerns as much about cybersecurity issues and all these other issues. So I think we're going to see, on one hand, AI moving a little faster in the administrative side of things. And I think it's going to move slower or in a more controlled fashion in the medical device side of things. So I think what you see today, as I was preparing for this discussion, I thought to myself, you know, things like stents and AAA stent grafts and knees and hips, they're moving forward, they're getting smaller, they're getting different materials. But for the most part, you know, if you went back 20 or 30 years ago, those categories existed. And so they're very well burned in, they're very well understood. And so now we're applying these technologies to see how can we get more productivity out of the system, or how can we get more information that can lead to better outcomes out of the system. And it's very what I would call closed looped. And I think that's where we're going to be for a while.
So having said that, there is some of this use of interpreting radiology and things like that. Do you feel like that is something that is different than having a knee give you more information for developing a personalized device?
I think the FDA has a kind of a fine definition of sort of decision support and therapeutic recommendation. So The decision support line is, this is giving you some insights and some data that you maybe normally wouldn't have, that a physician can judge and decide on what therapeutic approach to take. I think that's where the line is. Where something is, you know, truly artificial intelligence and integrated, it could actually say, based upon this, you should do this. And so decision support and actually therapeutic execution, I think, are two separate lines.
Wonderful. Thank you for clarifying that for our listeners. What would you say is the most critical consideration for med tech developers when they're looking to integrate AI into their devices?
So I think, you know, from an administrative perspective, it's a very highly undocumented system if you're a medical device person, right? The healthcare IT side and the reimbursement side, those specifications are not normally something that medical device manufacturers have had to go after. And so I think that having appropriate standards to be able to go after is incredibly helpful. And we can actually see the FDA getting a little more involved in that. They've got sort of three guidances right now going on. They have software as a medical device without being part of hardware, and the acronym for that is SAMD. And then they have software that is part of something, which is SIMD. And then they have mobile applications. So I think that the medical device folks are going to learn from these standards how to connect and where to connect. And I think normally I'm not one for overregulation, but I think in this case, in a perfect world, once this is all sorted and doing what it needs to be done, you actually want it to get into the digital health aspect of the system, as I described earlier, so that mm-hmm. it's part of the overall system, right? So it's tied to telemedicine and health records, and eventually we'll have, you know, precision medicine models and different things like that. I think it's going to be critically important.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So do you have any closing insights for our listeners?
I think that when I look at radiation treatment planning, we're at the point right now where we have something called adaptive therapies, where, you know, we've all known people who have gotten cancer and went under radiation treatment and they got thinner. And that beam is supposed to be targeted in a certain area. And so as you get thinner, now these therapies can be adjusted. And so I think the promise of these adaptive therapies, these precision medicine models, are really going to help us apply our medical devices in the most purposeful way.
Oh, well, James, thank you so much for your insights and for joining us for the podcast and helping our listeners navigate the use of AI in the future of medical technology.
My pleasure.
If you'd like to provide feedback on this episode or suggest future guests, please email me at sherry.trigg@saemediagroup.com. You can listen to this podcast at medicaldesignbriefs.com/podcast or on your favorite podcast app such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Thank you for listening, and watch for more coverage of exciting new technologies on Here's an Idea.